Lights up to Eliza in the extreme downstage left. She's a young college student and an obvious product of the late 90s. Nose ring and dark lipstick against her best attempt at a business casual outfit. She looks about, uncertain of where she is headed, and has a flip phone pressed up against her ear.
John, I have no idea where I'm going. Are you sure the address is right? He lives in a shithole apartment. The Bill Sands, here. Christ, all right. I'm not really sure what I'm going to ask him yet. Well, I figure whatever he feels like talking about. Journalistic integrity. You tip me off about him. I don't know. Well, I just want to meet him, you know? Yeah, I'm pretty nervous. It's kind of a big deal. I'd like to think he's just as good in person as on paper, though. Well, that'll be for me to decide, yeah? I'll have it ready for when we'll need the article. You really don't think it'll be too long? He's practically a god. You never know how long he could hold out. Man, okay. I should probably get going then, right? Can't help to waste any time. If you're so sure. Okay, John, I'll talk to you later. Oh, okay, John, I'll see you tonight. Your place, please. My roommate's back from break. Okay.
She shuts her phone off and puts it in her purse. Lights up to the extreme downstage right. Bill sits in an armchair, a small end table to his left. Next to the nightstand is another chair, angled so that it faces towards Bill. There is a big bottle of a brown liquor, more than halfway empty, on the table along with a glass. Eliza crosses over to Bill. She calls to him, unsure if it really is him. It's clear she didn't expect him to look as bad as he does.
Mr. Sands?
Bill. Just Bill.
They shake hands. She clears her throat awkwardly. He takes a drink, wincing. He looks at her. His lips crack into an angry sort of smile.
Sorry. I don't mean to be so rude. Would you like a glass?
Eliza shakes her head.
I'm not quite yet 21, sir, but thank you.
Suppose I'll be finishing this off alone. For the better, then. Please, take a seat.
She sits in the chair across from him. He puts down his glass. A silence falls between them.
So, what is it?
Pardon?
You tracked me down for this. What do you want me to say?
Sir?
Bill.
Bill? There's hardly anyone left from the Times, and... Well, you just seem to have seen it all.
I wrote plenty of it, too. You go to any bookstore and read about it there.
The university wants an interest piece. You're interesting. I've read your books before. All of them, actually, but I'm sure you're not done yet, are you?
Bill sighs.
You know, don't you?
I'm sorry, Bill. I don't know if I quite understand.
Don't play stupid with me. You figure I'm dying. Tell you what. Honesty for honesty, huh? Just out with it all, and you'll be on your merry way.
My professor mentioned you were in renal failure.
Bill laughs angrily.
Johnny, that rat bastard. Of course he did. And so let me guess, you're his star student? His little protege? Sent you off for a small-time story with a promise to set you up with something better after a romp in bed.
Eliza straightens herself up.
My name is Eliza King. I am a journalist for the university's paper, and I have admired your work since I was 13.
13? Isn't that a little young to be reading such coarse stuff?
Perhaps, but this does not detract from my point. Mr. Sands, I sought you out because I thought how sad it was to know my hero was all alone and yet still standing as a survivor of the generation. You're here, Bill, and nobody knows that. I want to change it, sir, even if for just this once. Please?
A pause.
Fine. Just one thing. Don't call me a survivor, because that's not true. A delayed casualty. I was over after it all. I've just been waiting here to get back to what's gone. Nobody really survives anyway.
What do you want to talk about? Early life? Not much is known about your beginnings.
Bill gives a short, rueful laugh.
Hardly a beginning. Kansas boy, mill town, brick house. Your average four-count family. Huh. Nothing special at all.
Lights up to shy eyes standing center downstage, a spotlight focused on him. The stage becomes illuminated enough to see all of the other characters standing in a wide semicircle around him. A drum begins to beat. Shy Eyes looks up and around at everyone on stage.
I guess you're all waiting for me to say something amazing, right?
The drum beats sharply and is cut off as everyone else looks up and stares at Shy Eyes.
Well, relax. I don't got anything.
Exeunt, all but Shy Eyes in a huff. He shrugs apologetically and disappears into the darkness behind him.
Besides, all anybody ever wants to hear about is that night. Didn't you read enough of the headlines? No. Of course, all they ever want is more. Alright, fine. I'll give it to you. Of course, nobody gives a damn for me. The sideline storyteller, witness of all, and victim of nothing. But that's okay. Life never threw me much more than a tragedy.
All other characters enter again and assume a position within the set. Jean Bean stands offstage left.
It was New Year's Eve, 1954. I had gotten out of Korea about a year before, all patched up and bleeding dry from the inside out. People back home called me a patriot, and a brave boy, and all the other things they could think of as they hurried away because they knew I had it in me to do something horrible. Now that I got the taste of it back at Bloody Ridge. Oh, but I didn't mind. I never had much company to keep anyway. But it was that road I drove home every night, that one turn. Well, it was either left or right. Left to go home, right to get on the freeway. Mother always said, turn left, Billy. Like the freeway on the right ain't the right way to go. Lord, I could still feel that road closing in on my soul. One night I was just sick of it. No particular reason why, but just so sick of it all that I ditched my car and hitchhiked free on that freeway. Called a nervous breakdown, but I knew what I was doing. Of course, I didn't know then that I wouldn't ever feel that good again, but the sweet pulse ran through me like a wire. Liberation. In the weeks that I wandered around, the taste of absinthe gone sour on my tongue and the slow brinks of insomnia. I eventually made it to New York. I know, New York. City of dreams and cliche. But what else was I doing? I just wanted to see something. Something.
The center downstage becomes illuminated to reveal Shy Eyes with a suitcase, looking around in uncertainty of his next step. Jean Bean becomes animated and skips center stage to Shy Eyes, stopping just to the left of him. The lights upstage left fade to conceal Bill and Eliza.